What is going on, everybody, and welcome back to the channel. Hopefully by now, we are back monetized with YouTube and all their good graces, right? We don't know what is going on with the inauthentic content, but I'm trying to make a whole new makeover for the channel, and hopefully things spark off like they should have done. This has been a long process with a lot of creepypastas and true scary stories and anything and everything spooky, right? And, you know, with the guidelines changing, all these new rules and just cutting people off, no warning, nothing, it's whatever. I'm done ranting. Tonight we have two terrifying solo camping stories in the state of California. Now let's get into part one. I've gone back and forth on whether to send this. I know how it sounds. I know what people think when they hear stories like this. But I also know what I saw, and most importantly, what I felt that night. You could use this however you want. Change my name if you want to, I don't care. I'm not looking for any type of attention. I just don't want to be the only one carrying this around anymore. This happened in late September 2025, just outside of Big Bear Lake, California. I've been solo camping for years. It's kind of my reset button. No noise, no people, no notifications, just trees, air, and space to think. I usually stick to spots I've been to before, but this time I wanted something a little more off-grid. Not reckless, just quieter. I found this small pull-off down a forest road about 20 minutes from the main lake. Nothing fancy, no marked campground, just a clearing big enough for a tent, a fire ring someone had built from old stones, and a narrow trail leading into the trees. The kind of place you only find if you're not really looking for it. That should have been the first clue. But it wasn't. The afternoon was normal. I set up camp, gathered some firewood, and cooked something simple before the sun went down. There was a couple of distant sounds, branches snapping somewhere deeper in the woods, maybe a bird call I couldn't really recognize, but nothing really unusual. If you spend time in forests, you know that they're never really quiet. There's always some kind of sound, something moving. It is the woods, after all. By 10:30 or so, I had the fire down to embers and crawled into my tent. I remember checking my phone out of habit. No signal, obviously, and setting it beside me with my flashlight. I fell asleep fast. But I woke up to a sound that didn't belong. Thunk. At first, I didn't even open my eyes. My brain tried to fold it into a dream. Something distant. Something explainable. Then it happened again. Thump. Closer this time. I opened my eyes and just laid there, listening. The inside of the tent was pitch black. No moonlight coming through. No glow from anything outside. Then, crack! Something hit the ground just outside the tent. Not hard, but solid, like weight meeting dirt. My first thought was exactly what you would expect. Kids! Maybe they saw my car on the road and decided it would be funny to spook the hell out of this camper by himself. It actually annoyed me more than it scared me at first, if I'm being honest. Seriously? I muttered. I unzipped the tent part way and listened. Nothing. No whispering, no footsteps, no suppressed laughter like you would expect if someone was trying not to get caught. Just the trees. I almost convinced myself it was a falling branch or something shaking loose by wind. But the air was still, completely still. Then something hit the side of my cooler. Thud. That one was unmistakable. Hey, I called out. Knock it off, you little shit. My voice sounded too loud in the darkness. Like it didn't belong out there either. No response, not even any type of movement, right? That's when the irritation started to thin out and something colder slipped in underneath it. I grabbed my flashlight and unzipped the tent the rest of the way. The beam cut across my campsite, cooler, the fire ring, cold chair, my boots where I'd left them, and three knocks. They weren't there before. I know they weren't. One was sitting right beside the cooler, another near the fire pit, and the third just a few feet from my tent. Not big rocks, fist size, but they hadn't rolled there. They had been thrown. I stood there, scanning the tree line, sweeping back and forth. Very funny, I said, louder this time. I see you, and you can come out now. Nothing. No shifting shadows, no silhouettes slipping between trunks. Just empty woods. I stepped out of my tent. The ground was dry enough that I should have heard something moving if they were nearby. Pine needles crunching, a twig snap. Even quiet people make noise out there. But there was nothing. I walked to the edge of the clearing and shined the light deeper into the trees. Last warning, I said. I'm not in the mood for this shit. Still, nothing. No reply. No movement. And that's when it clicked that this didn't feel like a normal prank anymore. It felt wrong. Not dangerous. Not yet. Just off. Like the situation didn't follow normal rules. I stood there for maybe a minute, listening harder than I ever had in my entire life. Then, from somewhere out in the trees, thunk, another rock. But this time I saw the direction. Not from behind me, not from the sides, from the trail. That narrow trail I had noticed earlier, leading into the woods. The sound came from maybe 20, 30 yards down it. I aimed my flashlight straight down the path. The beam barely made it past the first few trees. The rest was swallowed by darkness. All right, I said more to myself than anything. Enough! I don't know why I did what I did next. Part of it was probably stubbornness. Part of it was curiosity. And some small, stupid part of me still thought this was some idiot messing around who needed to be called out face to face. I grabbed the flashlight tighter and stepped out onto the trail. The moment I left the clearing, everything changed. It wasn't dramatic. No sudden noises or jump scares like in horror movies. Just a shift. The air felt thicker, the darkness deeper, like the trees closed in just enough to make the space feel smaller. I walked slowly, sweeping the light from side to side. Hey, I called out again. I know you're out there. No answer. Just my own footsteps. I kept going. 5 minutes passed. Then 10. I remember checking my watch at one point, just to ground myself. It felt longer than it actually was. The trail twisted slightly as it went deeper, dipping and rising over uneven ground. The further I went, the more I noticed something else. The woods were quiet. Too quiet. No insects, no birds shifting in branches, no distant rustling. Just me, and somewhere ahead of me, something else. I didn't hear it move. I didn't see it step into place. I just realized that I wasn't alone. I stopped walking. The feeling hit me all at once, like walking into a room where someone's already been watching you. I raised the flashlight slowly and aimed it further down the trail. At first, I didn't understand what I was looking at. It was just a shape, darker against darker background, standing off the trail, partially behind a tree. Too tall to be a person standing casually. Too still to be an animal shifting around. My brain tried to label it, tried to shrink it into something familiar. It didn't work. It took one step forward, the beam shifting, and the space resolved. It was standing upright, broad across the shoulders, long arms hanging low at its sides, covered in something that didn't reflect light like clothing, more like fur but darker matted in certain places. Its head was slightly tilted, watching me, and I froze. Every instinct in my body told me to stop moving. I couldn't even call out this time. The distance between us was maybe 30 yards, close enough that I could see the outline clearly, far enough that details blurred at the edges. But there was no mistaking what I was looking at, and it wasn't a bear. Bears don't stand like that for long periods. Not that still. It wasn't a person. There was no frickin' way that it was a person. I'm telling you that right now. I know what I saw. No person is built like that. No person stands in the dark woods without a sound, without shifting, without breathing visibly. I don't know how long we stood there like that. It could have been seconds, but it felt more like minutes, to be honest. Then it moved. Not fast or aggressive, just a shift of weight. By the way it moved, it wasn't like an animal reaching to a thread. It was deliberate, controlled, like it had decided something. My heart started hammering so hard I could feel it in my throat. I took a step back, then another. The beam of my flashlight shook slightly, but I kept it on the figure. "All right," I whispered. "All right." It didn't come any closer. It didn't charge. It just stood there. And that somehow kind of made it worse, because it didn't feel like I had scared it. It felt like maybe, just frickin' maybe, it was really actually letting me leave. That realization snapped something in me. I casually, calmly as possible, even though I was frickin' scared out of my mind, right? I turned and walked back down the trail. Fast, but not running. Every part of me wanted the run, believe me. But I knew if I did, I'd lose control, I'd trip, I'd fall, and maybe that thing would chase me. Who frickin' knows, right? And I had this weird, overwhelming feeling that if I did fall, it would be very possible that yours truly would not be getting back up. I kept the flashlight pointed ahead, refusing to look back. I listened for footsteps behind me, but there were none. But still, I could feel it. That same awareness, like eyes on my back, watching me go. When I reached the clearing, I didn't slow down. I went straight to my tent, grabbed my keys, and threw everything else in the back without even packing it properly. Did not give a flying fuck. I didn't even bother putting out the remaining embers in the fire pit right away. I just dumped water on it and kicked the dirt over the rest. And I frickin' left. I went back a week later. I don't know why, to be honest. Maybe just to prove to myself that it wasn't real. Maybe to see if there was some signs or tracks or any type of proof, really. But the campsite was still there. But the rocks were gone. And the trail? I couldn't even find it. I walked the same area over an hour. There was no path where I had remembered it being. Just trees. I haven't camped alone since, okay? Yes, scaredy cat, chicken shit. Not out there, at least. Not anywhere like that. And here's the part that really bugs me the most. The fact that it didn't chase me. It didn't even try to hurt me. It was just there. Maybe it was curious. I don't frickin' know, to be honest with you. And really, I don't want to know. Believe it or don't believe it. I know what I saw. And I know one thing for sure. If something in the woods tries to get your attention by throwing rocks at you, or at least in your vicinity of your campsite, don't follow it. Just frickin' leave. That's it. Do what you want with this story. Just don't use my real name. This happened about a month ago, outside Julian, California. I go camping alone a lot. Always have. I usually stick to established campsites. But this time, I decided to go a little deeper. Not off the map. Just far enough out that you don't hear other campers or cars at night. I parked off a narrow dirt road and hiked in about a mile with my pack. Found a small clearing tucked between some oaks and pines. It was perfect. Flat ground, natural windbreak, and just enough sky visible to see stars once it got dark. Nothing felt wrong at first. That's the part I keep coming back to. People always say, feel it when something's off. That instinct kicks in. But I didn't feel anything like that. If anything, it felt peaceful. Calm in a way you don't get with normal life. So I set up my tent, gathered some firewood, cooked a simple dinner. Once the sun went down, the stars came up. It was just a typical night out. There was the usual sounds in the woods, from crickets to the rustle in the brush, distant owls, bunnies, you name it. Normal forest noise. At around 10:30 p.m., I crawled into my tent. And that's when things started to feel eeny-weeny different. Not scary, just quieter. Like the forest was slowly turning the volume down. I remember noticing it because I suddenly realized I could not hear the crickets anymore. No wind, no leaves moving, just this heavy, still silence pressing in on everything. I told myself it was normal. Animals go quiet sometimes. Maybe a predator is nearby, something passing through, right? And eventually, I did fall asleep. I woke up a few hours later with that specific kind of urgency your body doesn't let you ignore. If you've ever camped, you know exactly what I mean. Middle of the night, pitch black, and I checked my phone. 2:17 a.m. I sat there for a second, debating whether I could just ignore it until morning. Could I pinch it? Can I make it? Not a frickin' chance. So I grabbed my flashlight, unzipped the tent, and stepped out into the cold. The air hit me immediately. It was colder than it should have been for that time of year. Not freezing, but sharp. Dry. Okay, we're talking about California here. Dry. And it was quiet. Very, very quiet. That silence was still there too. No bugs, no movement, nothing. And I mean absolutely nothing. Not even the nocturnal animals were making noise. I remember actually saying out loud to myself, "Okay, weird." Just to hear the sound. It sounded too loud. I walked a short distance away from the tent, maybe 30 or 40 feet, found a patch of brush for some cover, and set my flashlight down on a low setting. I didn't want to blind myself or light up the entire area, just enough to see. And I did what I came out there to do. Oh yes. And that is unfortunately when I heard it. It was a thump, I think. Not close, but not too far either. It sounded like something heavy hitting the ground. I froze in my tracks. Nothing. I told myself it was a falling branch. Happens all the frickin' time. Tried to just finish and get back to the tent. Then it happened again. Thump. This time, it was closer. Different direction, though. And that is when I started to really pay attention. I was more on alert. I turned my flashlight towards the sound, sweeping it slowly across the trees. But there was nothing. Just trunks, shadows, and brush. And that, my friends, is when I noticed something that made my stomach tighten. The silence hadn't broken. Whatever was making that noise, it wasn't triggering the normal forest sounds. No siree, Bob. No animal reacting, no movement scattering away. Just that same frickin' heavy, unnatural quiet. I stood up, pulling my pants up quickly. Did I wipe? I don't think so. Suddenly very aware of how exposed I was. My voice sounded wrong out there. Flat, like it didn't carry. And still no response. I grabbed my flashlight and turned it up a little brighter. And that's when I heard something else. Not a thump. A step. Slow, deliberate, somewhere off to my left. I turned the light towards it, but nothing. But I felt it then. That instinct everyone talks about, right? That sudden awareness that you're not really alone, and whatever else is out there knows exactly where you are. Hey! I shouted loud this time. If somebody's out there, this isn't funny! Nothing. Then, another step, but this time, it sounded a little witty bit closer. I backed up a few steps, angling towards my tent without taking my eyes off the trees. The beam of my flashlight shook a little, and that, my friends, is when I saw it. At first, I thought it was a tree, just a darker shape amongst darker shapes. But then this dark shape, it frickin' moved. Not fast, not dramatic, just a little shift. Enough to break the outline. My brain tried to make sense of it. Bear, right? We got bears here in California. That was my first thought. A bear standing on its hind legs. Except, it didn't look right. Too tall. Too narrow at the torso. The arms, if that's what they were, hung lower than they should have. Well lower than any bear's would. And it was still, just staring in my direction. I raised the flashlight higher, the beam catching it more clearly. And I wish that I had not, because then I could see it. Not full detail, mind you, but enough. It was shaped like a man, yes, broad shoulders, upright posture, but covered in dark, matted fur, hair. Not sleek like an animal, patchy, missing in places, uneven, like it had been out there for a long time. And I'm telling you, as my witness, this thing was at least 6'5", maybe taller, okay? I'm not a perfect judge of character, but this thing was bigger than your average basketball player. I couldn't see its face clearly. The light didn't quite reach that far into the shadows. But I could feel its eyes directly on me. Unblinking. Locked on. We stayed like that for a few seconds. Me frozen, just standing there. And then it took a step forward towards me. Not fast, but precise, purposeful. And the ground under it made the same heavy thump that I heard earlier that night. And that, my friends, is when the real fear actually hit me. Not curiosity, not confusion, real, human, petrified, cold fear. I backed up faster, almost tripping over myself. "Stay back!" I yelled, like it meant anything, like it would do anything. Nothing. It just took another step slowly closer. And I realized something that made it worse. It wasn't reacting to me like an animal would. No signs of aggression either, though. Just stepping closer. I really didn't know what to make of it, to be honest with you. And that is when I turned tail and ran for dear life. I didn't care about being quiet or smart or anything, really. I was out of my frickin' mind when this thing kept walking towards me out of the shadows. I just ran straight back to my tent. I know, I'm stupid. I just dove inside my tent and zipped it up and grabbed a knife I had in my pack. And I sat there, barely breathing, but listening for any thumping or any noises whatsoever. For a while, there was nothing. Then, I heard its footsteps, slow, heavy. And it sounded like it was circling my tent, I swear to God. Each step, precise, deliberate, all around my campsite. I could hear the weight of it shifting on the ground. I held my breath, trying to stay as silent as possible. The footsteps suddenly stopped right outside the tent. I could feel it there. I really don't know how else to really explain it, but it sounded like it definitely stopped. I couldn't feel it in the ground with the vibrations, and I couldn't hear it anymore. But I knew it was still there. I just knew it. You know when someone stands just on the other side of a door, that presence, you could tell that they're there, but you don't really have proof or visual evidence of it? It was like that, but way the hell stronger. Then I heard something that I still cannot get out of my head to this day. Breathing. Low. Slow. Not like a person trying to be quiet. Like something that didn't care if I heard it. A deep inhale. Then an exhale. Right next to the fabric of my tent wall. The fabric shifted slightly. Not enough to collapse it. Just enough to show something was brushing up against it. I gripped my knife tighter, my hands shaking. Part of me wanted to scream. Part of me wanted to get out and run again. But what did I do? My fat ass stayed still in the tent. Because something told me that if I made a sudden move, that would be it. The breathing continued for a few moments, then the sound. Not a growl, not a roar. It sounded like something else. A low, guttural, almost like a hum. It was like trying to make a sound it didn't quite understand how to make, if that makes any sense. Then silence again. And the presence stayed. The feeling of the presence. And seconds felt like minutes, and minutes felt like hours. And eventually, the footsteps started again. Slow, but this time, it sounded like it was moving away, circling once more, then fading. I didn't move, and by God, hell no, I didn't sleep. I just sat there the rest of the night, knife in hand, staring at the tent wall and the zipper entrance of the tent itself, waiting for it to come back. But it didn't. At around 5:30 a.m., the sky started to lighten. The moment I could even see a hint of daylight, I packed everything as fast as I could. Didn't cook, didn't organize, just threw it all into my pack. Before leaving, I checked the ground around the tent. I wasn't sure what to do, but I did. There were prints. Not clear like in mud. Deep ones. Too deep. Shaped wrong. Not a paw. Not a shoe. Something in between. And spaced far apart. Like whatever made them had too much stride than a person would. I didn't take pictures, I didn't measure them, I didn't stick around. I know that's stupid, but I didn't. I just got my shit and I left. And I freaking left fast. Didn't stop until I got back to my car. And even then, I didn't feel safe until I was back on the main road. Way the hell away from that camping area. I've tried to explain this since several times. Bears didn't fit. At first, I thought it was a bear, right? It fit the description and everything, but as the night progressed, you could just scratch that bear thing right off the checklist. No way. The proportions, the height of it, the way it circled the tent, the weird noises it made stepping closer like it was creeping on you. I don't know. I'm not saying it's anything specific, right? I'm just saying it wasn't anything I've ever seen before. What really messes with me the most isn't exactly what it looked like, because I didn't really get a full picture of it anyways because of the darkness and the light only going so far with my flashlight. It's how this thing reacted to me. How it didn't pursue me or attack. It just circled my tent, made these weird-ass noises, and had these weird prints in the dirt. Like it was... I don't even know, to be honest with you. It scared the shit out of me, and if that was its mission, it totally nailed it. Anyways, that is it. Take it how you want to, but I just needed someone else to hear it. Well, that wraps up the two terrifying solo camping stories in the state of California. What do you guys think it was? From the first story to the second story. The first story, I'm getting some Bigfoot Sasquatch vibes out of it, just because this creature was throwing rocks. And from what I've read through the internet and hearing other stories about different encounters, that seems to be a trait from the hairy man himself, right? Mr. Henderson. This second story, though, guys, I'm not terribly sure. A part of me thinks it's Bigfoot, but a part of me thinks it might be something else, maybe? I'm not terribly sure, to be honest with you. I don't think there was enough, like, detailed description information to classify it as a Bigfoot sighting. There was no rock throwing, no banging a stick or a branch against a trunk of a tree. That's another thing I heard about Bigfoots doing. So... the second one, to me, is a mystery. It could be Bigfoot. Could have been something else. Let me know down in the comments below, and we'll see you next time.